Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States applauds the release from prison of Belarusian human rights activist Aleš Bialyatsky. Mr. Bialyatsky has been active as a defender of human rights since the 1980s. In 1996, he founded the Vyasna Human Rights Center, which provides financial and legal assistance to political prisoners and their families. His work was and still is greatly valued by the community of human rights defenders all over the world. In 2005, the Czech NGO People in Need presented Mr. Bialyatsky and Vyasna the Homo Homini Award for promoting human rights, democracy, and nonviolent solutions to political conflicts. A year later, Mr. Bialyatsky won the Swedish Per Anger Prize for selflessly and courageously promoting democracy and human rights. But by 2010, the Belarusian government began to target Mr. Bialyatsky for his peaceful activism. Following a controversial presidential election and the protests that followed, Mr. Bialyatsky was warned by Belarusian authorities that Vyasna should cease operations or its members would be subject to prosecution. On August 4, 2011, Aleš Bialyatsky was arrested on trumped-up charges of tax evasion and hiding funds abroad, convicted and sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. Still, the accolades kept coming. While incarcerated, Mr. Bialyatsky received the State Department Human Rights Defenders Award, the Lech Walesa Award, presented annually to those who protect and defend human rights in the face of extreme adversity, the Václav Havel Human Rights Award, which honors outstanding civil society human rights activists, and was nominated for the Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought and the 2012 Nobel Peace Prize. On June 21st, 20 months ahead of his scheduled release, Aleš Bialyatsky was released from prison. The United States welcomes the release of Aleš Bialyatsky as a positive development, said State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki. We reiterate our call for the government of Belarus to immediately and unconditionally release all political prisoners who remain in detention and restore their political rights. These actions would pave the way for normalization of relations between the United States and Belarus. We stand with the people of Belarus and reaffirm our readiness to help them build a democratic, prosperous, and truly independent European state.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.